Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So how many of you guys have gotten a bad boy, you bad girl, for going away for Thanksgiving? Well, apparently you guys are going to be, you know, blamed and spanked and yelled at and scorned and chided for the next week or two, because the next big narrative is making Christmas low-key or non-existent, because Thanksgiving is to blame for the spike in COVID. I'm not 100% on board with that. All right? We're being told that currently we've had 17 million COVID cases in the United States that have been clocked, 315,000 deaths attributed to COVID. All right? I don't know if they ever fixed the numbers from early on in the spring. I don't know if there's been clarity as to how many of them were flu deaths or pneumonia deaths and COVID coincidentally, but we're being told that the number of deaths has surpassed 315,000. That's horrifying. Horrifying. So I'm due. Fear COVID. I just don't know if I blame Thanksgiving. I just don't think I'm ready to do that. And I really don't think that celebrating Christmas, one of the holiest days of the year, is supposedly going to be like the biggest death trap the country's ever seen. And apparently the big push is to make Christmas low-key. I have suggestions for Christmas, but I do not want to perpetuate the myth that Thanksgiving, you know, is causing all these huge death spikes if without seeing proof from contact tracers that that's what happened. Because the average person I know didn't do anything for Thanksgiving. They stayed home. And, you know, if I'm hearing that somebody's in the hospital dying of COVID, and or battling severe COVID, I'd like to know, yeah, did you get on a plane and go to JFK and go to a bunch of Thanksgiving, you know, dinners, or did you hop around Halloween? My average person has been home, okay? The average person is out of a job, doesn't have money to travel, has been wearing the mask, has been staying home. So before you tell me that Thanksgiving is to blame, I really want to see the numbers. That being said, travel season does accentuate illness, respiratory illnesses being spread. It's very hard to social distance on a plane. I'm not a big fan of that. I think traveling when you have a cold is a big no-no. Traveling when you're sick, traveling when you have pneumonia, a super big no-no. I don't think anybody should be traveling if they're sick. I think the cold, the long lines, the waiting, you know, at an airport for hours when you're not eating well or sleeping well, not good. And I think travel can make you sick. But to low-key Christmas needs a little bit more clarity. That's what I'm saying. Okay, all I'm saying. Now, we're being told very striking numbers out of L.A. County. They say 1 in 80 L.A. County residents has COVID. For some of us who kind of understand the virus, I'm actually surprised it's that little. I wouldn't be surprised if 60 to 80% of the population has COVID or has been exposed to COVID. But we're being told that 1 in 80, which I think is an underestimation, residents in L.A. County has COVID. Their health officials blaming Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. I don't get it. I watched football. I watched Dallas play football. I was home on Thanksgiving. I don't get it. But I get a lot of people traveled. So Fauci, Dr. Fauci is 80 years old. We hope that we're going to get him on the show. Dr. Fauci has been very, very strong and very resilient with everything going on. And he looks fantastic for being 80. And, you know, he's been doing a great job considering all the, you know, misinformation that, you know, we were originally given from China. And so he has suggested that Christmas be low-key. He is not going to celebrate it with his three adult daughters. This is going to be the first time forever. And that kind of hit me kind of hard because, I mean, I've celebrated, obviously, every holiday with my kids. I've never been away from them on the holidays. You know, a lot of us, we have rituals. We have habits. And there are some things we don't really want to bend on. And for a lot of us take pride in that we've put family first and come hook or crook, family's going to be together. Family's going to make sure they're going to be together. And this is going to be the first time that a lot of people are not going to spend the holidays together. Shows you how much we've taken for granted. We've been able to fly or travel or be with our family. Now, that being said, there are other ways to celebrate. I mean, you know, virtual. I know we've done virtual in my house for religious holidays. Sometimes there's some benefit because you could just click off, see ya. But, you know, it isn't like hugging them and holding them and enjoying the holidays. But, you know, boy, have our freedoms been changed and lost with this COVID virus. This COVID virus has really, really ticked me off. And, you know, being Jewish, I've always been jealous of not being able to have the big, huge family gathering for Christmas where people are coming in from the cold and they have their scarves and they have the Christmas tree. And so when we celebrate Hanukkah very similarly, you know, where we want the family together. You know, we dab the presents under the menorah and things like that because, you know, it's, and Hanukkah is very celebratory, but, you know, we also want to, you know, bring in the religious part of it. We want, you know, there's a lot of history. There's a lot that we learn from, so it's not just about presents, but it's also about the history, so it's also a teaching tool. So with your kids that, you know, especially the Gen Zs and the Gen Alphas, that now might not be as open to religion as us Xers and Boomers were, you know, Christmas is a time to reintroduce religion. Hanukkah is a time to bring religion. You know, I mean, my kids actually were like, you know, tell us more about, you know, the Hanukkah story and what happened with the Maccabees and what happened during the persecution and, you know, all that and you know, prayer and so for those of us where religion is really, really important, we're able to reintroduce it. So maybe rather than doing low-key pivot, still make Christmas big, but not necessarily all in the same room. Virtually, You know, maybe everybody get tested before they see each other, but, you know, I do predict a spike anyway because this is cough, cold, pneumonia season. We're going to see a spike anyway. But I do agree we do need to play it safe, but I'm not going to blame Christmas or blame Thanksgiving. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. While the storm is pretty deadly, this nor'easter, which is the first major snowstorm of the season, has already taken multiple lives. We are being told that over 500 car crashes were reported in New York State, 6 people injured in a 27-car pileup in Manhattan. In Pittsburgh, EMS workers were able to escape when a truck plowed head-on into their vehicle while they were trying to respond to a separate crash. In Pennsylvania, 2 people were killed in a 30 to 60 car pileup in Clinton County, and a third single vehicle crash in Snyder County. More than 350 crashes were reported in Maryland by the early hours of Thursday morning. 1 person died in one of more than 200 collisions in Virginia. This is being reported by Daily Mail. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced 2 snow-related deaths in his Empire State. A Spirit Airlines airplane almost crashed at Baltimore Washington International Thurgood Marshall Airport because its wheels skidded on the runway. Thus far, we're seeing this nor'easter blanket areas of East Coast record levels of snowfall. Manhattan saw 6.5 inches of snow and sleet, which had fallen by midnight last night. This was more snow than was seen throughout the entire winter season last year. Records smashed also in Pennsylvania with 24.7 inches of snow at Williamsport Regional Airport. That passed a record of 24.1 back in 1964. Boston has already beat its own record with 9.1 inches of snow since Wednesday. So this is obviously a very, very terrifying storm. The snow is expected to stop in New York around 1 or 2 p.m., which should be pretty soon. Other areas, however, we'll see some more snowfall. As of Thursday morning, there were 9,100 power outages. Over 600 automobile accidents now, Governor Cuomo said, and Cuomo is pleading with New Yorkers to stay home as possible. 44 inches in part of the state. New Jersey, Governor Phil Murphy did hold a briefing, and state of emergency continues to be there. He also declared a delayed opening for all state offices until 11 a.m., including all motor vehicle offices. Bus transit service not to resume till noon, which I believe is already happening now. So, you know, this is definitely not an easy time. You know, people always ask me about global warming. Well, you know, global warming, I don't even know where we are with that. I live in an area that keeps getting warmer. I mean, I wear a jacket, you know, by choice when I'm supposed to be freezing my butt off right now. So where I live, I think the desert communities have definitely seen a warming. But I've also seen more vicious winters and colder temperatures in the north. So I think it's a shift. And I think these shifts are sometimes par for the course. I don't, again, know how much control by eating a burger and tooting, right, 2 hours later, has on the weather. And, I mean, I've taken tons of science, environmental science, biology, chemistry, physics. And I get how, you know, somebody's gas or a cow fart might affect plants. And I see how there could be a ripple effect. But when I see a nor'easter such as this, I just don't think I could blame my burger. And so I'm sorry, I'm still going to eat, you know, red meat once in a while. And I'm still going to drive my car, not during the snow. I'd stay home so, you know, I don't get into a car accident. But, you know, I just don't know if, you know, electric cars, you know, don't leave enough of a carbon footprint themselves to make it worth, you know, all the changeover. And I have seen Walking Dead. I would not be surprised that there be some sort of, not zombie invasion, but power outages. And you have a power outage, you have a car that you can't use. So I'm still a fan of gasoline in that respect. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, kids will be kids. Hey, right? I don't think the coronavirus pandemic alters too much behavior. And we're being told that 21 students and staff from fraternities at UNC and Duke have been arrested in a, quote, large-scale drug operation that involved shipping more than $1.5 million of cocaine and marijuana from California to North Carolina and then selling it on campus. 21 people have been arrested since July. They range from 22 years old to 35 years old, all based in North Carolina. They sold an excess of $1.5 million in cocaine and marijuana. Apparently, the suspects include former and current students of Duke and UNC Chapel Hill. Prosecutors say they are, quote, hardened drug dealers, and that it goes further than somebody taking a puff at a joint at a frat house. And apparently, we're being told that thousands of pounds of other drugs, marijuana, cocaine, were peddled. Apparently, the full list of fraternities allegedly involved have not been released, but some of the UNC chapters are Phi Gamma Delta, Kappa Sigma, Beta Theta Pi fraternities. So apparently, the drug dealing went on between 2017 and 2020, so even during the pandemic. But the investigation had started in about 2018 after people in a different investigation from the police about drug dealing. So prosecutors say they were able to ship through California through the United States Postal Service. and then distributed in North Carolina. So many of our ballots, from what we understand, never got to where they needed to go, but the drug surely did. I'm not accusing. I like the Postal Service. I think they've done an amazing job. We've had, you know, kind of, you know, touch and go, you know, issues with not getting something in the mail when we needed to. Christmas, we got the kids' Christmas gifts. They were both mailed and put in the mailbox at the exact same time, at the exact same mailbox. They were received 4 days apart. I'm not sure how that happens, but we got it. We got it. Just like, you know, the University of North Carolina, they did get the drugs. So the USPS is dependable. Just there's, you know, obviously some questions about what the hell happened during the election. So the suspects range in age between 21 and 35. Some of the first arrests were made in July this year. Authorities say they have been working since then to piece the operation together, and most likely it's bigger than we think. So prosecutors said at a press conference, quote, this is not a situation where you have single users, where you have a 19-year-old sipping a beer, where you have someone taking a puff of a joint on the back porch of a frat house. These are hardened drug dealers. And, you know, yeah, marijuana might be legal, but you can't sell it. You can't be growing the plants and selling it. Now, it's going to be very interesting because I foresee a lot more drug dealing and many more operations being revealed in the near future because, one, people needed money. And if you have something that somebody else wants, you know, it's not very hard for them to say, well, will you pay me for it? You know, a lot of people that deal drugs, it's not that they wake up one day and they go, look, I want to be a drug dealer. I want to get the drugs. I want to manufacture it, ship it. You know, there's cartels. There's entities that do that. But the average young college student that gets involved in this is told, look, if you give this to, if you, you know, transport this to somebody else, all right, you get paid for your time. You know, or if you have something and, you know, you're like, you know what, I don't need it all, buy half of it from me. And it goes from there. And then you have people, you know, go, oh, you know, we could actually, you know, make a little whole network with that. So, unfortunately, drugs in fraternities are pretty, you know, pretty common. You know, once marijuana became legal, you know, I'm hearing that it's just all, you know, a lot of people that want to be in a fraternity or want to be in a school group and not have to smell it, having a tough time finding one that doesn't. You know, and any of you guys that know fraternities that are kind of keeping it clean, let me know. But marijuana right now is pretty pervasive, and so I think there might be some people that don't realize that, you know, selling some of it to others is considered bad. They think, well, you know, yeah, you know, I'll go pick up Jack in the Box, and if you guys want to pay me for, you know, what some of the burgers, give me money back, I'll give that to you. That's legal because it's fast food. But if you go, look, I'll go pick up some pot and you pay me for it, that could be technically drug dealing. So right now, five people have been charged with a conspiracy to distribute cocaine. It's Andrew Gaddy, 24 years old, Travis Michael Evans, 27, Dane Lambert Simon, 23, Brianna Nicole Haskell, 24, Mariela Zavala Mendoza, 25. Doesn't always have to be dudes when it comes to fraternities. All right? Eight people have been charged with conspiracy to distribute cocaine. Zachary Abercrombie, 27, Amber Johnson, 24, John Holloway, 23, Devin McDonald, 23, Jason Neitzos, 24, Devin Pickering, 3, I wonder if that's 36. That looks like a typo. Edison Robles, 26, and Jason Zhu, 23. More people charged. I'm not going to go through all of them, but they're on it. These, you know, the other thing, too, is I think people think that, you know, with the quote-unquote defund the police, there's not as many, you know, police officers out there or investigators. No, they're still out there doing their job. 1-877-DOC-SOLLY. Don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats and Republicans are on the verge of striking a long overdue coronavirus relief deal after months of gridlock and finger pointing by both sides. As far as what's in the bill, another round of stimulus checks in the range of $600 to $700, expanded unemployment benefits, and more money for small businesses in the PPP program. Nearly 900,000 workers applied for first-time jobless benefits in a second week of increases. Stephen Moore with the Heritage Foundation says the uptick is not good news.
It's heartbreaking because we had the best recovery going on in the history of the United States, getting the unemployment rate down so rapidly. Very, very rapid growth. We had the 33% growth in the third quarter. We were growing at a really rapid pace until about the start of December.
Moore speaking on Fox and Friends. This is USA Radio News. Doctors across the country expected to receive the Pfizer COVID vaccine with five doses in each vial. But it turns out there are up to two extra doses per vial, which the FDA says are safe to use. Dr. Brooke Watts is a quality officer at the Cleveland Hospital. She tells CBS This Morning,
the manufacturer, as we understand it, was trying to be particularly cautious. They wanted to make sure that each dose was full and there was room for error. But what we've learned from our colleagues around the state and country is that if you follow the manufacturer's directions very specifically, you actually have six full doses in each vial.
At least three people are dead following a midwinter snowstorm along the East Coast. Pennsylvania State Police saying two people died Wednesday in a crash involving over 30 vehicles on Interstate 80. Virginia Police saying a 19-year-old man died in a single vehicle crash on Interstate 81. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And for any of you guys that have received the COVID vaccine or want to see what, how other people are doing with the COVID vaccine, go to our Facebook page, COVID Vaccine Experience, Good, Bad, Neutral. And you'll see, initial reports of, what it felt like, the soreness, fatigue, body aches, and how people felt. So and we're going to try to keep that updated. As we told you, we've got some breaking news where we've got a second anaphylactic reaction. In fact, that anaphylactic reaction did require epinephrine, not just Benadryl, we're now being told. But we don't believe that person is being hospitalized. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. The Olympics. They're not going away. We're still going to have the 2020 Olympics. Probably in 2021, assuming things go well. But we're being told that Russian athletes have been barred from the next two Olympics, as well as the World Cup. And there is still a doping ban that we're being told has been a little watered down. But what we're being told from SportsYahoo.com is Russian athletes will not appear under their national flag at the next two Olympic Games. The nation's soccer team also ineligible for the 2022 World Cup. They said after a court halved but upheld a sweeping ban on Russian participation in international sport, the World Anti-Doping Agency, WADA, sought to bar Russia from all world championships in all sports for a years-long state-sponsored, quote, doping scheme. Dozens of Russian athletes used performance-enhancing drugs and, with extensive government help, were able to dodge punishment. So WADA had originally recommended a four-year ban. The Court of Arbitration for Sport on Thursday cut that down to 2 years. Some critics thought that was quote-unquote watered down. Others, like 2 years, I don't know. I mean, I would say 2 years and then probation. So others see it as a victory for WADA and clean sport advocates. My problem with especially the Olympics or any of these sports is if at all you were found to have cheated and you had won races to get you there, then none of those athletes then are quote-unquote Olympians or quote-unquote world champion contenders. So I'm not sure if that extends to that, but anybody caught cheating, you know, isn't allowed to participate. Unless, of course, they show completely clean and dry that, you know, they qualify. The problem is how many races did they beat out honest, ethical contenders? Now, in Russia, we don't know if some of the theories are true and the rumors are true where, you know, the athletes felt forced, you know, to do this because of, you know, government oppression and their family being at risk. I don't know if any of those are true, you know, but, you know, how agencies work then is they'll say, well, then, you know what, just no to Russia completely. So the suspension is going to last for 2 years from the day of the decision through December 16, 2022. So it does apply to the rescheduled 2021 Summer Olympics and Paralympics, and then the 2022 Winter Olympics and Paralympics, and the 2022 Men's World Cup, which begins November 21st, 2022. But Russian athletes can compete. They just may have to compete under a neutral flag. So those that are worthy and do deserve to are able to still compete. And we saw that with the most recent Olympics where they, you know, weren't not necessarily under the Russian flag, but they were kind of designated with a different designation. So we'll see what happens. All right. But I do not like anybody that has ever cheated and won a, you know, less publicized feat or race in order to make it to the Olympics. That person is not an Olympian, and I don't think they should be allowed to compete. That's just me. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Goes for any country. All right, people are asking, will Donald Trump leave the White House? From what we understand, President Donald Trump has told advisors he will refuse to leave the White House on Inauguration Day. This is interesting. I personally predict if the legal battles don't his way in terms of, investigating or, you know, throwing out electoral results, election results that might have been tainted and contaminated with fraud, I believe he would leave the White House because I think the optics of there being, let's say, military evicting him and things like that, So personally, I think he's speaking figuratively I don't believe, you know, it's going to take where they have to have military escort them, or White House police. I don't believe it's going to be that way. I do feel for him because with all the allegations and all the affidavits, you know, it has to be really, really frustrating to, you know, feel you have won, but have to leave the White House as a quote-unquote, you know, loser, as a loser of the election. And Trump never loses. I mean, maybe he has had some losses in businesses, etc. But, you know, he approached the presidency like he approached a business. He approached it, which is why he's been so popular. And, you know, he doesn't lose. He approached his election, his campaigning, also more with more passion, with more success than any other Republican president I've seen. I've never seen crowds like that. He had COVID. He had, you know, recovered from COVID. And rather being, you know, a man in his 70s playing it safe, he got out there. He danced. He boogied. I've never seen anybody work so hard and have the fruits of his merits so well, so publicized. So, I mean, we saw it. I've never witnessed crowds like that. In my neck of the woods, I didn't know anybody who was voting for Biden. I mean, on social media, I did, but anybody I asked or interviewed, in fact, you know, liberal reporters were even posting on Twitter, 96% of everybody I've asked is voting for Trump. Now, you know, somebody could say, well, they might have just said that because they felt like they had to. No, you don't really get that on the Republican side. You know, you get that on the Democrat side where, you know, okay, I'm going to say I'm voting Democrats and nobody, you know, accuses me of being anti-this, anti-that. You don't really see that. I mean, somebody who says they're going to vote for Trump is putting their job on the line, putting their reputation on the line. So for, you know, that many people, you know, to say this is who I'm voting for, I mean, it really, really looked like a slam dunk. And so when you do have people come out and say, look, we have the suitcases, you know, there were issues with the software, you know, there were people that, you know, said they were going to sleep. You know, we were told election night in Pennsylvania that the electors are going to sleep. It's been a long day. What? You know, I mean, you know, there's been too many suspicions. And maybe, you know, Joe Biden did get all the votes. Maybe all those votes were all legal and not of dead people or, you know, but we're being told, and especially in Nevada, look at all these thousands of votes that were never supposed to be counted because they were either dead or they were people that didn't live in the state. So once, you know, once something's contaminated, you know, Trump isn't that far off with, you know, we can't trust the election. And in fact, there's even Democrats that even agree. Yeah, I don't think we could trust all the votes. But many say, look, Biden won over and above. So if you think, let's say 5,000 votes don't count, he still would have won. I disagree with that theory because if you have a contaminated milk carton, you don't skim off the contaminant and drink the milk. You throw out the carton and you get a new one. But that's never been done. Not going to happen now. So, you know, if President Trump is not that excited about, you know, giving up the White House, I see why. But I do believe if, you know, the courts don't go in his favor, I do see him leaving. 1-877, but be very active, you know, on Twitter and, you know, in the media. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Once again, what we'll be singing that island night.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did well. what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite 7-Herb Formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So are any of you guys sensing a disconnect between the government and what people need? I've been watching the stimulus talks. Apparently, the stimulus checks might be included in the package, maybe $600 worth, where people get a $600 check. That's nice, but do the politicians who are making salaries this whole time, by the way, they're making salaries, they also get pensions, so they don't have to worry about the future. Do they kind of have a clue of what it's like to have a business that you is going under or that you can't reopen? And I'm wondering if maybe it takes us to kind of vocalize what is the exact aid we need. Because if they pass this $500 billion package or $1 trillion package, they're going to be like, woo, good job. Yeah, pat on the back. We did good. It's Miller time. And I'm looking at the things in the package. Yeah, we do need more PPP money. We do need unemployment benefits, you know, to be extended. There is going to need to be relief for landlords and renters and, you know. But anybody who is looking at their clock going, I'm closed another day, or I'm taking a loss another day, I'm taking a loss another day, and still taking losses. All right, that's not what they need. So for those of you guys that run a business, you guys know what I'm talking about. For many of you out there that don't, you're either still, you know, on payroll, or you're, you know, kind of in between. What happens when you, let's say, have a restaurant or a salon or whatever, and you only have X amount of people coming in? What's the help I need today, Thursday? What is the exact help I need right now? So if I own a business and I'm not able to bring money in, what I need immediately is my bills to go away. I need somebody talking to the power company for me, to the water, to the insurance, to my loan. Okay? I also need money coming in, and then I also need to take money home to feed my family. I need my employees to be able to take money home, and I need reassurance that I'm going to have a job tomorrow or next week or 5 weeks from now or 5 months from now or 5 years from now. The average business owner, if they're my age, and I'm middle-aged, I'm in my 40s, and the 50s are coming up pretty quickly, I'm realizing I'm not going to have my health or my energy or my youth by the time this all ends. And so all this loss that we've had over the last year has eaten away at our being less of a burden on society later. So business owners want to know if their bills can pause, if the money coming in is going to not only pay for all that, but allow them to eat and their workers to eat, but then also to be able to have that nice cushion for reopening. When you reopen, you're going to be taking a loss. Any one of our companies, when we get to reopen, we're going to be operating at a loss because we're going to have to buy the food. We're going to have to staff. We're going to have to buy the supplies. We're going to have to market. So while they're all talking about, well, you know, we'll extend the PPP, which needs to be done, give people money and all that, I think they're missing the boat. And I'm asking you guys, what aid do you really need? Now, one thing that was way cool this year, a big bravo, and again, I don't know what the ramifications were from it, is the SBA, the Small Business Association, allowed a complete pause. In fact, I think forgiveness of 6 months of your loan. So those businesses that were like, oh my God, this PPP money, it's going to cover the employees, but it's not going to cover my rent. It's not going to cover my business expenses or my business loan. They got a 6 month reprieve. That was awesome. I'm hearing from everybody that that was way, way cool. It stopped by November, And if we still have to move forward and not be able to, you know, open up, that would be nice to be extended. Now, again, what does that do to banks? I mean, you know, banks need to get their money, just like the eviction moratorium. You know, people are thankful that an eviction moratorium exists because at least their rent is on pause. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. However, for those landlords, they're like, okay, well, then where's our income? If that PPP money, if somebody gets to apply twice for PPP money, we're assuming, you know, this is only a one-shot deal. If somebody does get to apply again for PPP money, then, you know, they need it now because they have payments, bank payments. Now, from what I understand, federally backed loans is allowing a pause. But a lot of people have loans that aren't federally backed. So, you know, what does a restaurant need right now? A restaurant needs customers. They need money coming in. They need their expenses down. And they need to know that when this is all over, their place is going to be lit. People are going to be like, yeah, I am going back to that restaurant. Right now, the average restaurant owner is thinking they're screwed, not only for the next few months, but for the next few years. Is this stimulus package addressing that? No, it can't. You can print all the money in the world. How do you, you know, prepare and you know, boost everybody and keep everybody afloat? And remember, I'm middle-aged. A lot of us are middle-aged. Okay, I'm worried about what my health can be like in a year or two. I mean, I'm going to have to eventually get a hysterectomy. Am I going to have complications during that hysterectomy? Am I going to get COVID? If you told me I could open up full force right now, I think I could work my butt off right now, but I can't make up what I lost all those months. And I not only need to make up what I lost all those months, plus pay off all the deferred rent, but I still need to try to plan for the future. I've already been going through my savings. Most of us have been going through our savings. So is anybody really listening to what is the exact aid that people need? Yeah, they do need a COVID vaccine. We do need COVID treatments. We do need more hospitals. We need more medical centers. We need financial relief. But I am so worried that the politicians are going to be patting each other on the back. They're going to be for the Georgia election going, you see what we did? We passed more PPE, and we gave everybody an extra $600 or an extra $1,200. We'll take it. We'll take the $600. We'll take the $1,200. But that's not going to do jack diddly squat for the long run. All right? Government screwed up. They were not prepared for a virus. They were not prepared for satellite medical facilities. And instead, local officials were like, you know what, we're just going to close everybody down. And now the aid that they're discussing, right, because they're all worried about the Georgia runoff. In fact, that's what's moving them forward. Because the Georgia runoff, I think it's what, January 5th is when it ends, is like the final day of voting. That's what's getting them off their butts, is because they want to win the Senate. The Republicans or the Democrats want to win the Senate. So they're going to try to throw all these little goodies going, you see, we offered more than the Republicans. Or the Republicans are going to say, you see, we did this. All right? And the average restaurant owner or salon owner or whatever saying, guys, you're missing the boat. All right? Unemployment benefits. How many people apply for unemployment and still haven't gotten their benefits? Or they got under benefits? So I think there's a disconnect, and we need to let them know, guys, this is the type of aid we need. 1-877-DOLLAR-NO-MORE.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.